With the help of the Lord and the guidance of His Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, and we'll begin with the first verse. Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he was born not in royal robes. He didn't come in a castle or in a mansion. He came in rags. He was laid in a manger, a place where they fed the animals. He didn't come as a king. He came as an ordinary child. Why? Why did God send him down like this? He was a king. He was a royal person in heaven. He had thousands of angels at his disposal. But yet, he came down to earth to be born as a baby and suffer the persecutions of this life. Why? Because of love. Love for you and for me. To save this world from what it was and what it is. We celebrate this birth of Jesus Christ. Had he come in royal robes, had he come in and lived in a castle, people would have swarmed to go there. No. They tried to find him so they could kill him. Yes, to put him to death before anything got started. But they couldn't stop what was going to happen. Nobody could stop it. The Lord said it, and it was done. Jesus knew what was going to happen to him. But he went out and did what he was supposed to do. At 12 years old, he was already preaching and teaching in the synagogues. And for part of the one day, the mother and father, Mary and Joseph, couldn't find him. Where is he? But they found him in the temple, talking to the prophets, talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. And she says, "Well, what are you doing here?" And what did he tell her? "I am about my Father's business. I am doing what my Father wants me to do. To tell the world about him and what was going to happen. This was our salvation. This was a time when we knew that our Lord Jesus Christ had come here for a purpose." He could have said to his father, "What? You're going to send me down there to die on a cross? But no, he didn't say that. Whatever was God's will, he was willing. He went and he taught, and the people followed. They heard his preachings. They saw his miracles. They saw who he was and what he did. And many followed. But yet, when he reached the age of 33, he went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And he cried to his Father, "If this cup can pass from me, Lord." He didn't want to die, but he was willing. Why? Because he loved us. Because he cared for us. And what was his commandment to us beside the Ten Commandments? Loving God and loving each other. That's what he wants from us, to love each other. We are his children. We are the sheep of his pasture. And even though you go through hard places, even though you go through things, he's always here for you and I. And as he was in the garden, he spoke. And he says, "Lord, if this cup can pass from me, but not my will, thy will be done." Thy will be done. He was willing. He was born for that purpose. And we celebrate this day because of what he's done for us. If you don't know him this morning, reach out and touch him. Accept him as your personal Savior. Know him today. And all you have to say is, "Yes, Lord, I believe. I believe." Do you believe? I think you do. But let him know. Tell him. Because his love never fails. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. His own received him not. In John chapter 1, verse 11, it says this: "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." "Crucify him," they said. "Crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Take Jesus. Crucify him." The hatred, the things that they did. Unbelievable things. Yes, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, but remember why he came to earth. Remember that he loves you. Remember that he's here today. Remember to tell people about him. There's a lot of people in this world that don't know him. And things are happening all over the world. We heard just what happened at Krakatoa. That volcano that exploded, it's been going on for years there. But the tidal wave that came over the city, and so many people were killed. Many are missing. Did they know Jesus Christ? I don't know. I pray they did. But you and I, we know him. We know him today. And we thank him for what he did for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You loved me before I knew you. We're privileged people. that no matter what we go through, he's always here for you and I. So remember it as you're with your families at this Christmas time. Enjoy the holidays, but don't put him on the back burner. Put him out where he belongs. He belongs on a pedestal. Because he loved you and I. And praise God for this day. The name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down and thank the Lord for the service and for the word.